Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
The Bird Show.
Aren't there wives' tales about this kind of thing? Like, how to tell if somebody that's pregnant is going to have a girl or a boy? Like, it's the way the baby sits in the stomach. Are you getting it right?
Yeah, apparently it has to do with, like, morning sickness. Heavier morning sickness, I believe, indicates girl. If a woman loses her beauty, they say that's if you are having a girl.
You had a boy.
Huh? You are on one today. While you're pregnant, a-hole. Wait, now I'm looking up to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
I think it's afterwards, too.
It is not!
It, like, sucked the life out of you.
Isn't there, like, a piece of twine? Like, if you put a piece of twine over a woman's stomach, if it goes one way, it's a dude. If it's another way, it's a girl.
Yeah, something like that. So if the mother experiences severe morning sickness, it's a girl. If she craves sweets, it's a girl. While salty or savory cravings, it's a boy. The shape of the belly, high and round for a girl, low and oval for a boy. The baby's heart rate can also determine it. The mother's mood swings, moodiness indicates a girl, even temperament, a boy. And then there is one that was like, yeah, if you are looking rough during your pregnancy, you might be having a girl.
That can't be right. I feel like if you want to watch football and monster trucks, you've got a boy. And if you want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, it's probably a girl.
Jackson says, look, anybody has the ability to be able to tell if someone is going to have a boy or a girl. We all have it. We just haven't tapped into it.
That is my running theory, okay? Which is interesting because you brought up all of these things that are obviously about the mother carrying the child and symptoms that you might be able to tack on as if you're going to have a boy or a girl. But my standing theory is that you can actually tell if you're going to have a boy or a girl based on the father. Okay. I think, and this is purely conjecture on my end, that you can tell just based on a guy's, the dad's vibe of if they are a boy dad or a girl dad. Does that make sense?
Nope.
Nope.
Does not make sense at all.
Nope. Define the vibe, though. Like, what are the differences in the vibes that would procure them to have a certain gender?
You know, well, let's take the two examples of parents that we have in studio here.
Yes.
Okay, you got me, who has a boy. You've got Kristen that has a boy.
You guys, well, you give off boy dad energy, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay?
So, therefore, I would have, that Stacey would have had two boys.
And it has nothing to do with your masculinity or anything. I just think that, like, that you can just kind of tell. So, another example, Kobe Bryant is a girl dad, but I feel like I could have seen girl dad in him through and through, even before having his children.
No, because everybody expected him to give birth to the next Kobe Bryant.
Well, everyone wants to think that, but I think if you really think deeply about it, and you think about it a lot, he gives off girl dad energy.
Well, let's think about this, because his daughter was an exceptional basketball
right,
player.
That's actually so true.
Now, let's think about this with Bart, because I think that Jackson's theory might hold true when it comes to Bart.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to pick up what you're putting down. Now, technically, it is the sperm that decides if it's going to be male or female, because the egg is always an X chromosome. It's the sperm that either has the X or the Y. So it technically is the male's stuff that decides. I am so medical and technical right now. It's the male's junk that decides if it's going to end up being male or female.
Okay.
But as far as a vibe, like looking at dudes and telling, I was leaning towards boy because Bart's mom had 7 boys.
But it's not a look you're talking. I think I'm buying what
it's not necessarily a look. It doesn't have anything to do with masculinity or athleticism. Like, if they love football so much and they want to have a kid, like Travis Kelce, for example, if him and Taylor Swift have a kid, it's going to be a girl.
That's a girl dad
energy. It's 100%
a
girl.
Yes.
right?
Huh. How about your dad? What was your dad like?
My dad is very typical dude. Like, he's just kind of, he loves golf and he loves Gator football and he loves just hanging out and grilling with the boys. Like, he's just kind of even keeled. And I guess the history in his family is everyone's had boys or girls. So I guess you could have made the prediction that he would be split down the middle because I have an older brother.
Yeah. Cause Abby's dad has two of the different genders. What about Chad, Cassie's husband? They have a boy and a girl.
I think that you fall maybe closer to the middle there, or, you know, of course, this is not an exact science here because I think my dad honestly gives off more girl dad energy, but there's two boys in our family. But I think that generally speaking, and I'm just like, when I think about celebrities and people in, especially like my girlfriend's siblings have just recently had kids, and there was always text going around in the group chat of what do you predict that they're going to have? And everyone nailed it for both of them.
So it's interesting because I think that I have evolved over the years. So if I was like Mick Jagger and still pumping out kids, I think I had more of a masculine attitude and energy back in the day. But now I would say I would be a girl dad.
I think that's fair. You guys feel like looking at me like I'm crazy.
You like you're out of your mind.
I mean, it's an interesting theory.
Use the word interesting, that's not good.
I don't think there's any credibility.
Okay.
You're literally just running off vibes. Like,
that is exactly this.
You're like, what's the vibe of this sperm?
All right, well, let's test this, okay? So Pete Davidson, I don't think they've revealed the gender of their upcoming baby, okay?
Yeah.
What energy do you guys think that he gives off?
Girl dad.
Agreed. Yes. All right, well, let's see.
Okay. All right. Do you have any others that we can predict?
That's the one that we're going with. Pete Davidson is the golden child of this theory.
This will prove everything, right or wrong, okay?
All right, so we need to mark this segment and this time for whenever Abby does her entertainment buzz and Pete Davidson and his girlfriend have their baby.
Okay.
And depending on what the sex of the baby is, we will see if we were right about Jackson's whole vibe there. And we're not going to do like some kind of huge research. We're not going to have like a giant pool of test subjects. It's literally just going to be Davidson.
Just vibes and Pete Davidson.
It's all on Pete Davidson. All right, stay tuned.
Okay.
Good luck with your Pete Davidson theory.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Sure, you go to a fancy charity event, they want you to dress up in formal wear, you get it, right? You go to a wedding, you gotta dress up for that. There is a dress code, makes a lot of sense. But kindergartners having a dress code?
Yes, it's my jaw dropped when I heard this. So I was with some other moms chatting and then it came up and I hadn't even read this. You know, maybe this is on me. There are some parents who literally read every single piece of information that they can get. Now we're up to 5 different apps. God knows how many PDFs. I'm like, nope. Yeah. I'm going to read the calendar that they send home. I will subscribe to the PTA calendar. Anything else I need to know, I will get in an email. Like I cannot be studying for a PhD level course in kindergarten. Okay. So talking to some other moms, then it came up about a dress code and my head snapped so fast. I was like, what? There's a dress code? And I assumed it was like a dress code they had in pre-K where they had to wear closed toe shoes just for the playground and stuff like that. I'm like, totally makes sense. Or maybe even if your kid's going to wear a dress, put shorts on underneath, which we do anyway. No, it was they're not allowed to show their shoulders.
Oh,
they are
for you. That's no bueno.
I We live in the seventh circle of hell, aka Georgia in the summer, okay? It's been unnaturally cold last few days, and by unnaturally cold, 75 degrees,
Hasn't been fantastic,
it's
though.
Been glorious. It's been amazing. Glorious. Actually, it did drop to like the 60s the other night, and nice. I was like, oh, God is real.
Sidebar, I have an English bulldog that I can't really walk very much in the summer here in Georgia because it's so hot, and they get, they'll just have like, she'll have a seizure, right? So the last couple of days, I have been able to walk her, and she's just like, I can't wait for the heat again because she's put like 7 pounds on.
Oh, poor thing. And it's so I feel her pain. I always step outside and I start sweating buckets. Yeah. And kids are no different. And they're running around outside, climbing, playing, being kids. And my thing is, I understand sometimes rules are made and I might not understand them, but there's good reasoning for them. And I try and think through that. I cannot for the life of me wrap my head around why a five-year-old should not be allowed to show their shoulders at school.
Is it a super conservative school?
No, nope. It's not like
a religious Catholic school.
Yeah, Catholic school, I would understand. You need to cover yourself up for chapel. I respect that, but this is a public school. So in my head, public, not private. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, okay, probably not going to do that. Maybe we'll see if she gets sent home. And if you send home a kindergartner for showing your shoulders, you're weird.
This doesn't seem that odd to me because this is the dress code I followed growing up. My whole life, like from kindergarten on, you had to have your shoulders covered point blank period, which of course was annoying because I was a little fashionista in second grade and sometimes you wanted to wear a tank top. But I thought this was like the standard school dress code, no?
Yeah, and I'm assuming no shoulders means for boys and girls, so no tanks. Is that their way of saying no tank tops?
Maybe, but so growing up, I did not have that because I grew up in Louisiana and God bless, somebody had common sense and was like, well, let the children show their shoulders. I think no spaghetti straps was the rule. For girls in Louisiana. And it might have changed now. And the thing is, like, what's wrong with the tank top then? Like, that's what I don't get. What's wrong with what is wrong with five-year-olds showing their shoulders in a really hot state when they will be playing outside?
Well, I know you get to a certain age and deodorant is key, but
they're not there yet.
They're not there yet. So you want them pits covered, not so much the shoulders covered. You can keep the smell in.
So y'all are making me feel a little better. Like it is weird. There may be a reason, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it.
None of the stuff like teenagers, girls, cover yourself up so you don't distract boys. That doesn't exist when you're five.
Right.
And if it exists because of adults, then you didn't do a good enough background check. So what's the problem?
Can't tell you. Can't tell you.
If you thought celebs in Hollywood were toxic and dangerous now, forget your baby oil and freak offs. Because in 17th century Paris, that was the backdrop for an era of toxic love, poison, and black magic in a scandal known as the Affair of the Poisons.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village. Abby's done the work to bring you the old gossip.
Welcome to Versailles in the 1670s. This is where... We got real French up in here real quick.
Yeah, we did.
Where the king is Louis the something. He's
what are the letters?
XIV.
XIV. Don't say it. No, no. Oh, Cass, let us try to figure it out.
The 15th. There's a lot of Louis.
So X is a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then the I is, but it's an IV, so that's 4. So it's Louis the 14th.
Louis the 14th. Did I get it?
I really love the way you guys worked that out.
We're so smart. We talk about placentas. I am Roman Numero on the show today.
Not the smartest show on your dial.
This is what happens when we go back to school. All my brain cells come back. Anyway, all I know, this is the Sun King. So he's the guy who basically looked at feudalism and he was like, what if I made this about me? The palace is gorgeous in Versailles. It smells like perfume, horse poop, and unresolved trauma. Every noble there is...
horse poop and unresolved trauma.
Yeah,
all right.
You get it. Here for thirsty for attention. And when I say thirsty, I mean they want to sleep with the king. They want to murder your cousin or at least die trying. Mm-hmm. So Louis the 14th has this mistress. Her name is Madame de Montespan. She's basically Kim Kardashian of powdered wigs. But then Louis, he notices a younger, hotter mistress. And Montespan is like, no. I will not be soft launched into obscurity by a man with syphilis and a bad perm. So what does she do? Does she reinvent herself? Does she start a lifestyle brand? Maybe do a little Pilates? No! She does what every modern woman does, and she hires a witch. Because in the 1600s in France, the solution to everything is basically find a fortune teller or murder somebody. So she meets this person named La Voisin. It's the correct pronunciation.
I'm sure it
she is. She is the Jeff Bezos of black magic. She sells love potions, pregnancy terminations, and poison that fits in your clutch. Basically, if Etsy had a satanic murder section, she would be at the top of the list.
Huh.
So Montespan sneaks into one of these black masses. Picture it. There's like candlelight, sulfur, bad decisions. And La Voisin says, okay, now you got to lay naked on this altar. We're going to summon Satan. And she's like, okay, sounds legit. Let's do it. So a priest, a real one, comes in and starts chanting something like, oh, dark Lord, please make the king's new mistress mysteriously dead. Probably some Latin in there as well. And because it's 1675, they also toss in a dead baby just for funsies. This was not a family-friendly ritual, obviously.
Obviously.
And guess what? It works. So suddenly, the whole of the French nobility, they are scurrying for the same treatment. Like when everyone saw Lindsay Lohan's new facelift, they're like, we got to get us some of that. Suddenly, the nobles, they are dropping like flies. Husbands, poisoned. Mistresses, gone. Random guy at brunch, dead. Maybe poison. Maybe bad oysters. So Versailles basically becomes the French Hunger Games, but with more lace and way worse hygiene. The motto was trust no one and always bring your own wine. So eventually the king's secret police raid Paris, which is like a witchy underworld at this point. And every single person is probably guilty of something. They arrest La Voisin and she's like, yeah, I poisoned half your wives. And what about it? And I'd do it again. They burn her alive in public because in 17th century France, they had no chill.
Mm.
They were like, Yelp review, one star. No, you're going to be firewood for the rest of the night. So here's the gag. Madame de Montespan, she never got punished. This mistress that really started this whole black poison revolution never got punished.
The one that hired the witch?
Yes. Louis XIV was like, yeah, she probably murdered a bunch of people, but she also has seen me naked. So she knows too much. So he just lets her retire. And that, my friends, is the affair of the poison. So next time you're feeling a little messy, wanting to subtweet an ex, just remember, at Versailles, the other woman might hire a witch to curse you naked in a church.
It's important to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. Always important to remember.
Right, learned so much on this show.
I'm telling you, this is like NPR this morning. really a really is. Stupid NPR.
We're so smart.
The dumbest NPR.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.